can handle the truth.
Second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm trying to get back onto other things now today. We need to talk about other things. We have a big week coming up, folks. A big week. I'm trying to get my caller page up, but I don't have the full. Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, folks. Yes, I'm trying to get my caller page up on my computer here, but I've lost the screen, and I need to get the numbers back or the letters back so I can call it up again, see if I have callers there. But anyway, I want to talk to you about a few things happening this week. I know you've heard about them before, but, folks, if we just meet, eat, and retreat, you know, if we just get together on the air and talk about things that are happening and don't do anything, then we lose. I'm very pleased to hear from Reverend Ted Pike that we defeated the Meehan-Shea bill this week, matter of fact, because so many people called in. And that's just absolutely wonderful, because that was a horrific bill that would have stopped our ability to contact our congressmen and senators, and we won that one. They tabled it. They're not going to bring it up again, as we understand. It's over. So we won that one. But there's a few more bills there that we need to concentrate on. One right away is the illegal alien bill for amnesty for not 12,000 folks, but 30 to 37,000, or a million rather, I'm sorry, not 12 million, but 30 to 37 million illegal aliens in this country, according to the Border Patrol agents that we communicate with, okay? People talk about what will happen when these families are allowed to bring their families in after they are into this amnesty program. They can bring their families in. Well, I lived with Mexican Americans and illegal aliens for 30 years in South Phoenix, okay? And it was incredible. They were, many of them, wonderful, wonderful families, but there was also a great percentage, probably 50%, that were Marxist revolutionaries and criminals, hardened criminals that the Mexican government and the governments from South and Central America were opening their prisons and sending their criminals into America as fruit pickers, supposedly. They weren't fruit pickers, they were criminals. And I fought them as a soldier in the war zone down in South Phoenix as a Phoenix cop, okay? We did fight them, we certainly did. And I lost seven of my buddies in that fight during the time I was on the department. But I want to take you to a speech given on the House, or the floor of the Senate, by Congressman Rohrabacher out of California. It is a fantastic speech, folks. They gave him 60 minutes. The Speaker Pro Tem called on the gentleman from California, Senator Rohrabacher, and recognized him for 60 minutes. And let me tell you, folks, if you want to know about the amnesty bill, you want to know about the evils that illegal immigration has done to this nation and the demise it has brought upon this nation on purpose, planned out by the international criminal elite, must go pull up the speech by Congressman Rohrbach. Okay? We'll be right back.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit.
Confused this morning. That's Congressman Rohrbacher, not Senator Rohrbacher, and he was giving this speech on the House floor, but it was a speech about the Senate amnesty bill. Okay, that's what it was, the Kennedy-Bush amnesty bill, and it is really probably, if you want to know what is this is all about and the detrimental effects it'll have on our nation, you need to read his speech, okay? And you can go to Rohrbacher.house.gov and probably get his speech, okay? And his name is spelled R-O-H-R-A-B-A-C-H-E-R. Quite a name. That's R-O-H-R-A-B-A-C-H-E-R. House.gov. And you should be able to find that speech because I'm looking at it right here. I printed it out, and my friends, I won't read it to you because it's 13 pages long. It's a whole hour. But I'm telling you, I've read about 3 pages of it, and it is dynamite. I mean, it lays out exactly He starts talking about the tsunami of illegal aliens sweeping into the country, crowding our classrooms, closing our hospitals, emergency rooms, unleashing violent crimes, driving down wages, and on and on and on and on. How they're collapsing our nation, folks, according to Congressman Rohrabacher. What a speech. And I believe he's got his ducks in a row, because everything I know about these illegal aliens, this 30 to 37 million illegals, not 12 million, is absolutely true. And so I'm going to continue to read this 13 pages here, but I'm not going to read it on the air today, because it's it's just way too long, okay? Let's go to our callers now. By the way, if you'd like to call in today, you can call in today. We would appreciate the calls. Always enjoy that every Sunday when you call in. You can call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You know, I had a listener call and asked me if that was the correct call-in number now. And I said, well, it's the one I have, but I'll have to ask our producer there if maybe they changed that, okay?
It's the same.
It's the same. Okay, I was just told in my headphones, folks, it is the same. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. And so whoever that was that called my office last week, must have written it down wrong or something. Okay, let's go to Ernie, our brother Ernie in Virginia. Brother Ernie, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Jack, and thank you for the Memorial Day discussion, the sadness, your personal experience and your wife's. And as a former Navy veteran myself for 4 years, it saddens me, too, to know that we have been manipulated for so many years. Your discussion about Albert Pike was right on. I would add one other thing. With World War One, the intent with Woodrow Wilson and his traitors in his administration, they were after the League of Nations and a one-world government then.
Yes.
And that's what they're after today, a one-world government.
Yes.
Both the Zionists and the communists and the manipulation, but the Luciferian satanic movement is a one-world government. What I'm particularly concerned about, not only the proposed amnesty bill that would undermine our national sovereignty, our nation-state, also the North American Union, which is embedded in that proposed amnesty bill, which would accelerate the integration of our country with Mexico and Canada with no public debate, and so many politicians ignoring it or saying it's just a notion, it's not for real. It's totally bogus. They did it in the North American Union. At first it was, the European Union. First it was the European Community, then the European Union. They wanted to do that in the Middle East along with the North American Union here. Well, we have another a bill that has come up recently, besides the hate crime legislation that the Senate has yet to vote on, and we strongly oppose it. And thank you for your discussion on Congressman Meehan's bill that was defeated. I don't trust that bill at all either, but it's a continual effort to undermine our civil liberties, our First Amendment rights. This other one is a law of the sea treaty. The U.N. Has been after this. President Reagan opposed it, but it would give the U.N. jurisdiction over the oceans. Now, if you remember my concern about UNESCO giving the U.N., I stated previously in one of my prior shows, where Bush put us back in the UNESCO after Reagan had taken us out, but that gives the U.N. control over our national parks. This law, the Sea Treaty, would give the U.N. total control, and they would have jurisdiction over our Navy and our movement. Now, if you remember Robert Pastor, who was the father of the Patriot Canal, Panama Canal giveaway?
Yes, I remember
that. He was
that.
Instrumental in that. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's also behind the North American Union. But this League of the Sea Treaty, I understand right now, based on an article today that I read by Cliff Kincaid, who is the president of America Survival Incorporated, we have less than 10 senators opposed to it.
Thank goodness.
This is absolutely terrible. I mean, we're under a tremendous attack right now on our national sovereignty. That treaty alone would undermine our national sovereignty to the point where we can't even tell, we could not direct our Navy to go into international waters without U.N. approval. And to a certain extent, once the U.N. gets that ability and we cave in like we did on NAFTA, and as you talked about earlier, too, NAFTA and cheap labor, the military represents to the globalists, to the internationalists, we are sort of cannon fodder. But they also want to use American labor and the globalists like cheap labor. They want to use people to get the labor at the very cheapest cost.
Absolutely.
In addition to,
yeah.
As you know, Jack.
Yes.
So we are under a tremendous attack. We have to participate. We've got to pray to God for our survival. Pray tomorrow, as you mentioned in your prior discussion, and to end all wars. These wars are a crime against all humanity. Nothing is good out of these wars. And for history, go back 300 years, the international bankers have been playing both sides, funding both sides for the wars to enrich themselves.
That's right.
Right. So you said it. I agree with everything you said this morning. I mean, your first hour, and Albert Pike was not only a visionary, but they've been carrying it out step by step, and that's what
sure
this administration is doing.
Yes, brother. Yes.
Step
Very
by
good
step,
point.
Incrementally, to bring in the one world government.
Yes, very good. Listen, if you get anything on that Law of the Sea thing, send it over to me on my email, would you?
I certainly will. And the website, you can read on this at, it's available today at
www.usasurvival.org. USASurvival.org.
Correct.
Okay, www.usasurvival.org. Okay, good deal.
Okay, a very important a treaty that we have to oppose as much as we have to oppose the amnesty bill. Both of those are intended to negate the nation-state concept and give the U.N. more authority. And don't forget, what the U.N. has been doing, they're trying to create this U.N. army in Eastern Europe, and it's becoming very controversial with Russia. The Eastern Europeans and this proposed anti-missile defense system has the Russians all worked up, but they're trying to create another faction on the way to this World War III, as you talked about, too.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So we have all kinds of potential for a war. And last week, too, it was reported in the Gulf Hormuz that we had more two nuclear power carriers, and we're apparently purportedly, there is going to be negotiations with Iran to stabilize Iraq. But that, in my view, that's just to give the appearance that we try to find work out our differences with Iran before this attack occurs. And lastly, there is a meeting, and it may be underway or it begins tomorrow, the next day, the Bilderberg meeting in Turkey that will discuss the next war or how they're going to divide up the spoils, you might say, but I'm sure they're going to be putting pressure on the administration as far as the status of the implementation of the North American Union, which is on a fast track now and will be accelerated with this proposed amnesty bill. And hidden in that bill, in the hundreds of pages, is the integration of our country with Mexico and Canada.
I think, brother, didn't they say that bill is 1,000 pages thick?
Well,
I think they said that.
I heard that
initially. That's a lot of material in there.
Oh, yes. I heard it was 1,000 pages initially. Then I heard it was 300 and some pages. Then I've also heard that it's still not finished because of potential additional negotiations.
Gotcha. Okay, Brother Ernie. Thanks
Thank
a
you.
Lot. God bless you now. Thanks for your good input. Always good input from Ernie. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the program. We got a lot of work to do this week to save our sovereignty. Right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Yes, folks, on Memorial Day tomorrow, I hope you'll think with me that this week, folks, this week, they could bury America. They could bury this nation as we know it, take away our national sovereignty, take away our First Amendment right to speak out. And a lot of things could happen this week, and I've gone to truthtellers.com website. Reverend Ted Pike on there is bringing us up to date. We did sink the Meehan-Shea Amendment this week, this last week here. Praise God to the people speaking out. We've altered the course of history again this week, folks, but we've got a lot of problems, or last week, let's say. This week, now, the new week, today is the first week, day of the week, Sunday, and we've got to concentrate now on Senate Bill 1105. That's the hate crimes bill. They call it the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act to draw sympathy on Matthew Shepard, the homosexual that was killed. Okay, so they're trying to draw sympathy there. But that's Senate Bill 1105. It's slowed from its previous rapid momentum towards passage in the Senate and now resides in the Senate Judiciary Committee. It was delayed in order to allow the Zionist, liberals, and homosexual groups to pressure Bill Clinton. I get these two scumbags messed up, Bill Clinton and George Bush. But pressure George Bush, the president, to reverse his decision to veto that bill. Now, you know, Bush is a globalist, and he wants to end the First Amendment, so I'm not sure we're right, folks, that President Bush would veto this very important bill to end the First Amendment. But anyway, according to Reverend Ted Pike, the Jews, or the ones alleging to call themselves Jews, most of them are the Ashkenazi Gentiles that call themselves Jews. As the Bible said, there'd be Jews that would call themselves Jews, and they're not, and that is these Zionist liberals in the ADL and others. Most of them don't have any Jewish blood in them at all. They're Gentiles from Eastern Europe, communist Gentiles. They call themselves Jews. But anyway, the homosexual groups have gotten together, according to Reverend Ted Pike, to pressure Bush not to veto S-1105, Senate Bill 1105. So it could go forward rapidly to a Senate vote, folks, this week. Call your senators. Please call your senator, reminding them that if they vote for this hate bill, you and your friends will never vote for them again. Go to truthtellers.org, folks, www.truthtellers.org, for a list of the senators, both Republican and Democrat, who might be persuaded to vote against the hate bill. Last week we showed the power of the people again, folks, by putting back down an onerous bill that would have struck many of our First Amendment rights out to protest to our congressmen and senators like we're talking about doing here this week. And so the people have the power still, folks, believe it or not. Don't you believe those that tell you you can't fight City Hall and win? We prove it all the time. We can win, but only if we stand up and make noise. So call your senators and go to truthtellers.com and call the list of senators, both Republican and Democrat, it doesn't make any difference, and persuade them to vote against the hate bills. There's some of them there that are undecided, and we need to hammer on them. Send your senators and all their influential 8 to 10 legislative aides that very powerful flyer, anti-hate laws will make you a criminal, from truthtellers.org, a very important, powerful flyer, folks. But keep in mind that if they pass it this week, you don't have time to mail them anything. Now, I would pull down that flyer and mail it tomorrow, okay, mail it, but then the mail won't be delivered until Tuesday because tomorrow's a holiday. But get it in the mail to your legislators, your senators, but make your calls, because they may vote this week, and your letter, that very powerful anti-hate bill flyer, will not have time to get there. Now, the next bill we have to talk to our legislators about is put up by that homosexual representative, Barney Franks, who's a congressman, Barney Franks, and a confirmed homosexual. He has put a bill together called ENDA, E-N-D-A, and it stands for the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Now, this is a pro-homosexual, anti-Christian legislative bill introduced by openly homosexual Representative Tommy Frank, or not Tommy Frank, Barney Franks. And it's now in the House Judiciary, folks. This is in the House. The other one's in the Senate, the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act, S-1105 is in the Senate. But this one, ENDA, is in the House Judiciary Committee. And it hasn't been assigned yet to a subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties. But we must call the members of the House Judiciary. And those members are listed on truthtellers.org. Call the members of the House Judiciary, listed at truthtellers.org. Or call, you can even call toll-free, folks, at 877-851-6437. That's 877-851-6437.
This group is shipping a lot of storable.
Now, I just heard some speaking in my headphones here.
Okay.
Okay, all right. All right, I'm having some twitches here, I guess. Okay. Folks, now, if they do again to us what they've done before and take that phone off the hook, that 877 number, you have to call the toll-free or the toll number, okay? And please do that. They do that oftentimes when they're coming up for a vote on something. They'll take the toll-free phones off the hook so the people won't call in. Well, I'll give you that number, the toll number, to make sure, because my secretary called last week and they took a whole bunch of these 877 toll-free numbers off the line. We had to call the toll number. I'll give it to you when we come back. Then we'll go to some more callers that are on the line, too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. Good to be on here, folks. Our two police and military associations do thank John and Sandra and all the great workers at Republic Broadcasting Network for having the Officer Jack McLam program on. They're great Americans there at Republic Broadcasting Network, and they're doing what all of us should do. They're watchmen on the wall, crying out, letting them know the enemy is coming on very, very fast. Okay, if they close down the phones there at the Capitol, folks, the free phones, the 877 numbers, dial this number. It's a toll number, but that's what we have to do. They play tricks on us all the time. That number, that number is 202 area code 224-3121. Once again, 202-224-3121. And tell your House Judiciary members, please don't vote for the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which, folks, is H.R. 2015, okay? H.R. 2015. And tell them that it is our right, not homosexuals, to determine who we rent our apartments to, who we employ in our businesses and in our churches. And if this passes, folks, this ENDA, Representative Sodomite Representative Barney Franks knows that you'll have to hire homosexuals, deviants, okay? And of course, the Bible tells you that they are an abomination. And that's what they want to end. They want to get rid of the Bible as hate language, hate literature, and get rid of anything that speaks out against the evildoers in our society. And that's what this end is about, too, to where you'll have to hire sodomites and lesbians, bisexuals, all kinds of deviants, in your businesses or rent your apartments to them, or those type of things, folks. By massive calling of members of the House Judiciary earlier this year protesting the hate bill, we were spectacularly successful, folks, in energizing the Republican Judiciary members to stand up against it. And also, folks, we just put down this last week that horrible bill by rising up and calling. And that was a great House victory for the American people once again, because we rallied in righteous indignation, standing up and called in. And so for all of this information, folks, just go simply to www.truthtellers.org, and you'll have all this information I just shared with you today and much, much more, all right? So just go ahead and do that, and we will go to John in Tennessee now. John, welcome to the program, brother.
Hello again, Jack.
Hello.
I've got a question. I've got something I want to send you, and I was wondering if there's a mailing address on your website.
There sure is, yeah.
Okay.
Just go to www.jackmclam.com. Jack McLam. McLam is M-C, capital L-A-M-B.
Okay, I'll do that.
Jackmclam.com.
All right. The other thing I had, Jack, you know, I know it's difficult today. I wonder how many people... And I'm out today. I'm working. I wonder how many people are actually considering what Memorial Day is. You know, they're on the lake. They're drinking their beer. They're having fun. You know, Jack, I know it's difficult for you, but you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're keeping people aware. You're doing your best. And here's my plea to everyone that's listening. If you really want to memorialize and you really want to honor the fallen veterans, then do your best with your mouth, with your actions, in any way you can to be sure that the America that they left is better than what they come home to.
Yes.
And you don't do that by sitting back and doing nothing. You've got to, you've got to be involved. You've got to know what's going on. You know, did you know, Jack, I heard Ernie, and he was talking about the North American Union. We're all aware of that. How many of you know that April 30th, of this year, Bush signed an agreement with the European Union? Have you heard about that?
Oh, yes. Yes, sure have. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And when you bring
merge them together, our American Union and European Union together.
Yeah, and when you bring it up to even Christians, and I believe with all my heart, good Christian folks, they're in a stupor, they're asleep. I don't even have the words for it. I've got a father-in-law that is a minister, and I believe he loves the Lord with all his heart. But when I mention these things to him, It's like we're supposed to sit back and do nothing.
That's right. And the Raptors coming next week, brother.
Well,
don't you know? We're going to get to heaven out of here next week. We don't have anything to worry about.
You and I may disagree on that, but here's what concerns me. And I told him, and I'm much younger than he is.
Yeah.
God hasn't changed. And when this nation was founded, it would have been very easy for the patriots that formed this nation, with regards to King George, to say, well, it's all in God's hands.
Yeah.
And where would we be if they hadn't been willing to put their lives and fortunes and the lives of their families on the line? What would we have? Where would we be?
We'd have nothing, brother.
We'd have nothing. And if we do nothing now, Jack, I mean, if you're right, or if I'm right with regards to the return of Christ, if neither of us do anything, then we both lost, because you're going to take this nation without a drop of blood being spilled. You're going to take this nation without anyone putting up a fight of any kind, whether it's through their voice or through their physical, you know, whatever they can do physically. If you're going to surrender it, why keep it? Why do you have it if you're not willing to stand up to preserve it? I don't understand, Jack, how and a lot of good intention, really well-intentioned people and supposedly educated folks that can't look at the history books and look at what's going on before their face and see that we've been lied to. And what are you going to do? You're going to surrender this country incrementally through your government that's elected, that you didn't, you know, majority of people didn't research before they voted for these folks anyway.
Right, yeah.
And they don't believe you and me when we tell them about the past and where it came from and where it's headed.
Mm-hmm.
And bit by bit, through the CFR or the Trilateral Commission, or just honest folks that have been put in a position in Washington that happened to vote on Senate Bill 1105, or the other one, 2015, without ever having read it, say yay or nay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something is wrong, Jack. I mean, what are we going to do besides,
well,
pray to God that people will wake up?
All we got to do, John, is just fight and fight and fight and stand up and speak out as God told us to do against his enemies until his return. That's our duty. He said, occupy until my return. And he didn't mean a pew with your derriere in the church. He meant
and I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Country, the institutions.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and that's what I've tried to explain even to people in my church.
Yeah.
You know, that when Paul went into a city, he went and checked the jail out because he knew he was going to wind up in jail.
Uh-huh.
And I've had people say, well, he was preaching Christ. That's all he did. Well, I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm sure that... Yeah. He preached Christ, but I'm sure that he let them know what he thought while he was preaching Christ.
I'll bet you he talked about the evils of the day. I'll bet they all did. You know, they just didn't preach Christ. They talked about the evil leaders of the day as Jesus did.
Well, I brought up this 1105 bill Wednesday night in the service,
uh-huh.
and the majority of people in there didn't have any idea. And after church, a couple of them came to me and asked me about it. I said, it's real. It's the real deal.
Yeah.
My pastor knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we've got to let people know that the whole thing behind this, like Ernie said, is the Luciferians, the Satanists, spiritual wickedness, Jack, in high places. The Bible is there for us to read.
That's
and
right.
If we will let it soak in, it was good for then, and it's good for now. It applied then, it applied now.
Amen, brother. Yeah.
Thank you, Jack.
Hey, John. Thank you, brother, for being a fighter. And I'm you've convinced me even more thoroughly that our ministers are going to answer to God, because you mentioned your minister knew about it, but it sounds like he didn't tell the people to call their representatives and get involved. So, that's what's happening. If our ministers were doing what the ministers did during the Revolutionary War and before, and that's stand up and speak out about the evils going on in our system, we wouldn't be in the position we're in. Thanks, John, for calling in. Let's go to Dan in Alabama. Dan, welcome to the program, brother.
Yes, I've got a couple things.
Yes, Dan.
One thing I wonder about all this stuff that Congress is passing and the president is signing everything, the way I figure it's not worth 10 cents unless the people vote for it. Because any constitutional change requires all three parts to enter it.
Yes.
So true. I think if they pass it, I think it'll just, in other words, it's just nothing as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Another thing is to get this country turned around, which you should have done years ago, is it passed like Switzerland, a non-aggression pact. Each state passed it. And that would just put the brakes on them right now.
What is that again, Dan?
Switzerland has a non-aggression pact.
Who does?
Switzerland, I think, has
Switzerland,
it.
That's right. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
And that prohibits them from ever sending troops overseas.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the richest nations in the world now because that's what they've done. They got tired of sending troops all over the world, and they finally passed that. If we could get that passed by each state, we would cut them right off to pass.
Very good idea, Dan. Very good. Yes.
But I don't think this stuff is passed. I think they pass it now, but next election, I think they're going to clean out the whole Congress and Senate. I think the whole bunch is kicked out, and I hope Ron Paul gets in.
Me too, brother.
And then we can turn right around and undo the whole thing.
That's right. That's right. Well, the thing is, brother, we are supposed to be on the field of battle against God's enemies, and
mm-hmm.
many of us are, but the great majority are not, and mostly because they read the newspaper and listen to the daily news, their ministers are not telling them. Even if the ministers know, they're not telling them because they got a 501c3 government church. And if they get up and tell them, then they lose their tax-free status. So we're in deep trouble, Dan, but you're right, brother. That's it. All we got to do, and it's working, and more people are waking up every day and standing up and in righteous indignation, making noise against these things. And that shows us, too, Brother Dan, that we still have the power.
Mm-hmm.
This last week again, we showed again that the people still have the power, but we won't have it much longer if we don't stand up and speak out. Right, Dan?
Yes. Did you see the last issue of a Tex Mars letter?
I don't get Tex Mars letter.
Anyhow, it tells about shows Bruce waving the American flag, and he's saying that Texas should be given back to the Mexicans because they was original owners of it. And he says, long live Mexico.
Yeah, he gave a speech to the Mexicans, and that was part of his speech. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, in his flyer, I guess. It really burns you up. I mean,
yeah, I need to get a copy of that. I'll have to get a hold of Tex because, yeah, I'd heard that Bush gave a secret speech to the Mexican communist organizations in this country,
mm-hmm. yeah,
like the Raza and the others, and it wasn't supposed to get out to the public. And he talked about that Texas belongs to Mexico, and the Southwest should go back to Mexico. And this is exactly what he's doing, too, with his policies, like this amnesty bill.
Yeah, it shows President Bush in the front of the waving the Mexican flag.
Yes, the actual picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's called Without Bang or Whimper. That's what it's called.
Yeah, that ought to be on every newspaper and every TV station in the nation. But, of course, it's all controlled, so nobody knows about it.
I'm sending it all. I got relatives all around the United States, and I'm sending one to everybody, especially the Republican lovers.
Are you on the web, Dan?
Oh, we have internet here, yes.
Okay. Well, listen, send me anything you send them, will you? I'd like to see it myself and help send it out to all my email list, okay?
Do you want this Power of Prophecy, what it's called? Do you want? I can send you one of those.
Okay, yeah, that'd be fine. Just send it to Jack at...
Right, Jack. My son's going to write it down. Jack at...
Okay, Jack at...
Jack
cyber,
at...
What, CyberQuest, and it's spelled C-Y-B-R. There's no E in it. C-Y-B-R.
CYBR.est.
.com.
Mm-hmm, .com.
Yeah, CyberQuest without an E. .com. CYBRQUEST.com. And I'd love to have that, Dan, because I'll send it out to my extensive email list, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll see if I can.
Thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Wonderful. Good. I'm glad he brought that up, folks. Yes, our president is showing once again, he's just like his daddy was, a traitor to this country, waving the Mexican flag to these communist Latino groups in America and telling them that they still do own the territory of Texas and the Southwest, and they need to take it back, and that's exactly what he's trying to do. And so it's a powerful picture of him waving the Mexican flag, and the statements he made, if it came out in the press, the daily press, it would sink his ship. I mean, it would sink the amnesty and everything, so we need to try to get that out as far and wide as we can this week to see if we can't sink his amnesty bill. Can you imagine he got together with Kennedy to do this amnesty bill, folks? I mean, gee whiz, not that Bush is any less a evil man than Kennedy. Matter of fact, I think Kennedy is much less evil than Bush, knowing the things I know about him and his family. But anyway, we'll be back, folks, right after this. Looks like we're going to be closing out the program here pretty quick. Okay, stay tuned for more on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
folks, welcome back to the program. And I just saw a note here. RBN's still having their pledge drive, folks. So please support us during this pledge drive. Please do. Call in at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719, extension 115. And donate during the pledge drive. We sure appreciate it, folks. If you can pledge any amount of money every month, it truly helps pay the bills and helps us go and grow, okay, and reach more people. Let's go now to our dear sister in Virginia, Leslie. Leslie, welcome to the program, dear. We only have about a minute or so left.
Thank you, Jack, and it is very important that we support RBN. In fact, they had Dr. Jerome Corsi on the Rick Adams Show a couple days ago, and it's very important because he exposed the Bush border policy linked to the Carlisle deal in his website, and you can go to WorldNet Daily, and the articles there are terrific, May 23rd, 2006, and he warned us how the Carlisle Group was putting a new team investing in the Mexico. We're talking about May 23rd, 2006, and all the names of corporations are there, and how the Bush 41 and 43 were connected to the Carlisle Group equity fund that resulted in the substantial compensation to the Bush family from their investments, and the Guardian reported this. You know, people all over the world know about this. The point I'm trying to say is that we have not only potential conflicts of interest. Just this week coming up, we have the Bilderberg meeting, and you were with Alex Jones the other day, and he's, my understanding, he's putting up the names of the people that will be attending this meeting in Turkey. The reason why this is so important, we have a law called the U.S. Logan Act, which explicitly states it is against the law for federal officials to attend secret meetings with private citizens to develop public policies. We want their names because this is a federal law, and by attending Bilderberg meeting of this meeting 2007, these people are breaking federal laws of the United States. We want charges placed. The phone number is 202-224-3121. As you know, Hillary Clinton is a member of the Bilderberg, and we can go right down the list, and we have our media, which are members of the Council of Foreign Relations, from ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Slime. You go right down the list. The point being that these public officials need to be accountable for breaking federal laws of the United States, Jack. And
yeah,
so we demand that the laws that we have on the books be enforced. They'll just have to make up their mind who the allegiance to, but we need the people in law enforcement to do their job.
Very true, my dear. Very true. Good points.
And as far as the churches are concerned, the 501(c) is a contract with the federal government. You can belong to a church without belonging to a 501(c) church. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
If they want to have a federal contract with the government, that's their business. But you can go elsewhere.
That's true, sister. Very, very true.
And so when these people they can't understand why they are left out of the loop, look who they belong to.
That's right.
They're
government churches, as far as I'm concerned. God bless you, sister. I hear the music out there. We've got to get out of here, but I hope you have a good week, and God bless you for all your activism there. So much, Leslie. We appreciate it. My kids and grandkids appreciate you very much. And all of our listeners out there who are activists, we appreciate you so much. And my kids and grandkids, thank you, folks. Have a great day, and have a good tomorrow. And I'm just looking forward to talking to you next week. God bless all of you. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good day.